This is Wade Maskey with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. To the embarrassment of Democrats who control the state government, California is fumbling on one of its basic tasks. Waiting times at motor vehicle offices have increased as much as 43% from a year ago, spotlighting a departmental bureaucracy marked by green computer screens and computers that still run on DOS. Sweden looks set for a period of political confusion after election results put a center-right bloc and the governing center-left coalition neck and neck, while a far-right anti-immigrant party came in third, winning a higher percentage of the vote than ever before, but achieving less of a breakthrough than polls have suggested. Representative Ron DeSantis, now Republican candidate for governor in Florida, spoke four times at conferences organized by a conservative activist who had said that African Americans owe their freedom to white people. Of the 1,406 comments that specifically mentioned 340B, part of several thousand comments submitted on a broad proposal to revise medical payment systems that provide drug discounts to hospitals, about half include the same or similar wording and were submitted anonymously. An analysis by the Kaiser Health News found many seem to have come from an alliance funded by drug companies. CBS CEO Leslie Moonves is stepping down from the company amid accusations that he sexually harassed and assaulted numerous women over his career, a stunning downfall for one of the entertainment industry's most powerful figures. The portion of U.S. adults who don't identify with any religious group rose to 24% of the population in 2016 from 14% in 2000, according to the Public Religion Research Institute. But their political influence has lagged behind. Just 15% of voters in 2016 identified as not belonging to a religious group, according to exit polls. The Environmental Protection Agency plans a proposal to weaken a requirement that companies monitor and repair methane leaks. In a related move, the Interior Department is expected to release its final rule that essentially repeals a restriction on the intentional venting and flaring or burning of methane from drilling operations. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.